This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Two top U.S. health officials said Sunday that the country faces a tough few weeks ahead to curb the spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant, just as the strain is also leading to an increase in COVID-19 cases around the world. Dr. Francis Collins of the National Institutes of Health told the Fox News Sunday show that the virus, in his words, has thrown us a curveball. He said, we're in a world of trouble in the next few weeks. He said the thing he finds particularly frustrating is the 50 million people eligible in America who remain unvaccinated. In addition to that problem, millions more people in the United States who have been vaccinated have yet to get booster shots. Health experts say boosters greatly increase protection against the Omicron strain. President Joe Biden is set to address the nation Tuesday to announce how the government is preparing to respond to the growing number of cases caused by the Omicron variant. Germany has declared Britain as an area of concern because of its increasing number of Omicron cases. People entering Germany from an area of concern must quarantine for 2 weeks, regardless of their vaccination status or whether they have recovered from the COVID-19 illness. Scientists are warning that the British government needs to go further to prevent hospitals from being overwhelmed amid the surge. The warning comes after the government reimposed an indoor mask requirement and ordered people to show proof of vaccination or a recent negative coronavirus test when entering nightclubs or large venues. The new variant has fueled infections in Britain to close to peak levels of early 2021. This is VOA News. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has deeply criticized Senator Joe Manchin, who dealt what seemed to be a fatal blow on Sunday to President Joe Biden's massive social spending bill, saying he could not support the legislation's passage through the divided chamber. Manchin, who represents the predominantly Republican state of West Virginia, said on Fox News Sunday that he has, quote, tried everything humanly possible to reach a compromise on the bill, but ended up concluding, in his words, this is a no. Psaki said on Sunday that Manchin's decision is, quote, at odds with his discussions this week with the president, with White House staff, and with his own public utterances. The moderate Democrats' vote was crucial to getting the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better bill through the Senate. Biden, along with other senior Democrats, has spent weeks trying to secure his support. The death toll in the strongest typhoon to batter the Philippines this year has reached at least 146. And the governor of an island province, especially hard hit by Typhoon Rai, said there may be even greater devastation that has yet to be reported. Governor Arthur Yap of Bohol Province in the central Philippines says 72 people died there, 10 others were missing, and 13 were injured. He suggested the fatalities may still increase in number considerably because many mayors have been unable to report back to him due to downed communication lines. He appealed for food packs and drinking water and humanitarian aid. Hundreds of thousands of people marched to the presidential palace in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Sunday in protest at the October 25th military coup. Witnesses claim security forces used tear gas and stun grenades against the protesters. The outpouring marked the third anniversary of demonstrations that touched off a popular uprising, which led to the overthrow of long-ruling Islamist autocrat Omar al-Bashir. Protests against the coup have continued even after the reinstatement of the prime minister last month, with demonstrators demanding no more military involvement at all in government in a transition toward free elections. They reached the gates of the palace for the first time in 9 protests since the coup. There were no immediate reports of injuries or arrests. And the United Arab Emirates announced Sunday it will no longer censor films released in cinemas. It's the country's latest effort to boost its brand as a liberal hub attractive to foreigners. Instead of cutting sensitive scenes that could offend traditional Islamic sensibilities, the regulatory authority will introduce a new 21-plus age category for viewers. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.